Mesechet Bava Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Sor shall be cast, and Naga Sor shall cherei shaita b'kazon, chay. A sor that belongs to a regular, normal person, that gores, a sor that belongs to a cherish, a deaf mute, or a gores, a sor that belongs to a shota, or a kazon, the bottom of the sor is chay to pay the damages to the cherei shaita or kazon. Bishel cherei shaita b'kazon, shenaga sor shall be cast, but a sword that belongs to a cheresh shaita or a katan, that gore a sword that belongs to pikea, the cheresh shaita or katan is pater from paying damages, as we are talking about where the sword is a tam and the din is to pay cheti nezek megufo from the sword itself, and the chachama were not machai the cheresh shaita or katan to pay up from their sword, just like we saw in the first parak that when you collect from yisomim, you can only collect from karka, from real estate, not from other assets. So too, the cheir shayt of a katan do not have to pay from their shor. Shor shall cheir shayt of a katan shal nagach, bezdin ma'midin mahen apitrophis, u'me'idin mahen bifnei apitrophis. A shor that belongs to a cheir shayt or katan that gores another shor, bezdin will appoint for them an apitrophis, a caretaker to watch over the shor, and bezdin will warn them in front of the apotropis, as in order to make a shor tam into a muad, the shor has to gore three times, and after each time, Bezin has to warn the balan to watch the shor. So in this case, Bezin cannot warn the cheir shayt of a katan to watch the shor since they don't have dot. So instead, Bezin appoints for them an apotropis to watch the shor, and when the shor gores, Bezin will warn the apotropis after each time, and after the shor gores three times, it will become a mu'ud, and the person who had his shor damaged will then collect from the yisomim, from the karka of the yisomim. Nisbaka hacheres, nisdapa hashoita, v'hikdo hakatan, chazan l'tamuso, divrei Rabbi Meir. If after the shor becomes a mu'ud, the cheres becomes better, he now can hear and talk, and the shoita becomes well, or the katan becomes 13 years old, the shor reverts back to being a tam, according to Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir holds, a shor mu'ud that changes reshus reverts back to being a tam. And here, the shor has changed reshus as it was originally under the reshus of the apotropis, and now it is under the reshus of the owner who has become a gadol, and therefore now the shor reverts back to being a tam. Rabbi Yosi Omer Harehu Bechazkos. Rabbi Yossi said the shor remains a mu'ud just like it was while it was under the reshus of the apotropis. As Rabbi Yossi holds, a shor mu'ud that changes reshus remains a mu'ud. Shor sadyan ain't a chayav nisa. Shenema ki yigach v'lo shiyagichu. A shor sadyan is a shor that is trained to gore, such as a shor that is used for bullfighting. If it would kill a person, the shor would not be chayav nisa. As normally, a shor that kills a person is chayav misa, the shor is put to death. But in this case, since it was trained, it is not chayav misa, as the pasuk says, ki yiga, if the shor gores on its own, but not a shor that is trained to gore, that shor is not chayav misa if it kills a person. Mesechet Bava Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Shor shenagach et ha'adam b'meis. A shor that gores a person and the person dies. Mu'ad mishalim kaifer. If the shor is a mu'ad, it has previously killed three people, the balam has to pay kaifer, the value of the person that was killed, to the yorshim. This is called kaifer, as it is a kapara for the owner who needs a kapara, since he should have watched his shor and is therefore responsible that his shor killed a person. Now, how does a shor become a mu'ad for killing people? As an order for a shor to become a mu'ud for killing people, it had to have killed three people previously, and the din is once a shor kills a person, even one time, the shor is put to death. The answer is that the shor killed three goyim previously, and the shor does not get put to death for killing a goy, but it will become a mu'ud after it gored three goyim. B'tam pater min ha'kefer. If the shor is a tam, they have not yet killed three people, the owner of the shor is punter from paying kaifer, bezeh, bezeh, chayavin misa. In either case, the shor is put to death for killing a yisrael. B'chein ba'ben Bechen Babat. The same thing would hold true if the shor killed a ben, a katan, or a bat, a katana. The shor would be put to death, and if the shor is a mu'ah, the owner would pay kaifer to the yorshim of the ben or bat. Nagach eved or ama, noisein, shloishim slun. If the shor gores an eved knani, or an ama, which is a shivcha, knani, the owner of the shor, would have to give the owner of the eved or ama 30 slun, bein shehu yafa mana, ubein sheena yafa, ela dinar echad. It doesn't make a difference how much the eved or shivcha is actually worth, whether it's worth a mana, or whether it's worth only one dinar. In either case, the owner has to give 30 slun to the owner of the eved. This is a gzeras hakasuf. It is a knas, so therefore, regardless how much the eved is worth, the balim of the shor have to give 30 slun, and the shor itself is put to death for killing this eved.